Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dr. John here, live from Pearl River, Louisiana. Hope you're having a beautiful day, a wonderful day, a peaceful day, even a happy day in the Lord. We're going to talk about the victorious fight of Jesus Christ over the beast and the prophet and all of their contraptions and workings of trying to destroy God and set up their own kingdom against God. And wedding of the bride, those that are in his bride, which are the born-again believers, the church. So let's go ahead and get started. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And we're in that number. The rapture's taking place. The 7 years is about up. And we're in that number, praising the Lord Jesus Christ for everything that he's done for us and what he's going to do for us. Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. That's the many martyred saints throughout the centuries, throughout the millenniums, and all of those that have been tricked by her false religion, which is a false religion that exalts some other god besides Jesus Christ, or gods, as Satan has created ever since Cain killed Abel. Cain went on and started his own religion. Okay. Verse 3, and again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunders, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Boy, that is a crowd, and they are worked up, and they are just letting it rip. They're so happy and elated. And this is some worship here. This is some real praise and worship here. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And that's the church. You and I and anybody else that has believed in Christ, that has been called and has surrendered, and we were elected before God created the whole world, the whole universe and earth and everything, heavens and the earth. That's us. We're the wife that's made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And we're righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're righteous. Okay. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. So there's going to be others that are going to be there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Not just the bride, but other guests. And I fell at his feet and to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that they that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Amen. Now, there's something right here. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So what's testimony? That's your experience. That's what you experienced with Jesus. Your experience of Jesus. And then what else does it say here? Your testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And what is prophecy? I'll look it up right here. Oops. Prophecy is prediction. So the spirit of prediction, the spirit of predicting the persuasion and convincing of a person, of that person is a believer, and for them to surrender is your testimony. Your testimony will bear witness with that person that you're talking to. You don't need to give out gospel tracts. I mean, you can give it, but give your testimony. Give them your testimony and give it in 2 minutes at most. Over the years, I've struggled how to communicate with people that I work with and et cetera, on how to tell them the gospel. It's real easy and convincing, your testimony. Work on your testimony. Write it out so it gets down to about 2 minutes. In your 2 minutes. Then you'll be able to persuade them, and the Holy Spirit can bear witness. They can't argue with your testimony, okay? And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. Well, you know what his name was or is? I don't know. It says no man knew it. So I don't know. I'm not going to make something up. I'm going to read verse 11 again. And I saw heaven open, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. You can't lose if you do it that way. His in righteousness. Verse 12, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And that flame of fire speaks of truth and judgment. And as it says there, the flame of fire is because of the righteousness that he doth judge and make war. And this look, you can see it in his eyes. And he had eyes of flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. And I, personally, I believe that vesture is his robe that he wore. And it's his blood that is that robe is dipped in. His blood that he wore when they tortured him. And whipped him and made him and whipped him, and his blood came out. and it was soaked into that robe. You know why? And he has many crowns. I have seen some heavily decorated military men, and I've seen pictures of those that have won the Medal of Honor and things like that. And that's what I think these many crowns are, these many accomplishments that he had, that Jesus Christ, of course, is superior in many, many, many ways. So here he comes as a warrior, a proven warrior, a successful warrior with many campaigns, let's say, that he has surpassed or been superior in. Okay. And his name is called the Word of God. That's Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the armies and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. Verse 14, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. It could be the saints, could be us, his bride, and some other folks, angels. There's going to be a group that will be going. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. This is God's fight. It is God that is coming up against it. It is God that's treading this winepress, which means blood. And he says his mouth goeth a sharp sword. I believe God, Jesus Christ, is going to speak and destroy these enemies. They say that the hydrogen bomb or the latest atomic bombs or whatever you want to call them, weapons of mass destruction, work off of sound. And they destroy by sound. And I believe that that's a good example of what Jesus Christ is going to do. He's going to speak and destroy these armies. Verse 16, and he hath in his vesture on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The rest of these guys, they're overrated. They're all overrated. They all think more of themselves. Verse 17, I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. You ever seen those vultures, those eagles and animals, birds that come down and start picking on something, roadkill or something? Well, that's what he's calling them all. Come on. You're going to have a big dinner here. Verse 18, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sat on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Ain't this stupid? But Satan and the beast and all of them are, like we used to say in Navy aviation, when you'd work on some electrical parts, you had a safety wire. Well, these people are safety wired on stupid. All of them. All of that I just named. Because they're against God. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. If you haven't surrendered to Christ, you're going to be on the other end, on the wrong end of that sword. You can get in touch with me. at WSM217@gmail.com.